new Xiaomi corresponding to Nazir Babli, Daf Lamed Dalet. We begin in the new Xiaomi on Daf Chaf Dalet Lamed Dalet at the beginning of the sixth perek, that's perek Shloisha Minim. Shloisha Minim, Asurim ben Nazir, Hatuma v'Tiglachas v'Hayitzim Negefen. There are three categories of Asurim for a Nazir. They are Tuma, shaving, and consuming what comes from grapevines. All that comes from vines joins. One is not liable until he eats a kazayas, which is the volume of an olive, of grapes. Mishnah Rishona Achishter Uvias Yain. The initial teaching of the Mishnah is that one is liable only if he drinks a Uvias, means a quarter log of wine. Rikiva Ima Afilu Shora Pitre Bayain, Vyeshba Kazayd Tsaresh Kazayas Chayav. The Kiva says, even if he soaked his bread in wine and did not to join to a kazayas, he's liable. And the Gemara says, Hatuma dechsiv kolimei haziroi la'ashem ha'nefesh mesh v'yovoi. The Gemara says that Tuma is forbidden because the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar Vav, Pasuk Vav, all of the days of his nezirus to Hashem, he should not come in contact with a mace. Tignachas dechsiv kolimei neda nezoi. Shaving is forbidden because the Pasuk says there, Pasuk Hey, all of the days of the vow of his Nazirus, the razor should not pass on his head. And that which comes from grapevines is forbidden, as the Pasuk Dalet there says, all the days of his Nazirus, from whatever comes from the grapevine, Zakai taught the rice in front of Rabbi Yochanan, if one slaughtered, burned, and poured libations to idolatry, in one helam, he's liable for each one. Torah explicitly forbade bowing to obligate for each avoda. Amri Rabbi Yochanan, Bablaya, Avata b'yadcha talas naharin, with brothers, Rabbi Yochanan rejects that. You Babylonian, you crossed three rivers to come to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and you stumbled. He's liable only once. Ad deloi yisbarina biyadei yesh kan achas vein kan heina. Before Rabbi Yochanan broke Rabbi Zakkai's teaching, there is the word achas, which is liability for one, but there's no way to expound Hina of that pasuk, is liable only once for all of them. In the Tavra Biyadei, Yeshkan Hina in Kan Achaf. After you broke it, there is Hina, which is liable only once for all of them, and there's also Achaf, which is liability for each one. The Abba Mamal by Koimi Rizera, Be'echai Bakal Achaf, from other Tema B'Shabbos. Abba Mamal asked Rizera, he should be liable for each one, as we say in Shabbos. They sase kom locha klal, v'far ish b'chom ashrithichem pat. The Pasuk says about Shabbos in Shmeis, pek chof Pasuk yud. They sase kom locha, you should not do any malocha, and that's a klal general term. V'far ish b'chom ashrithichem, you should not ignite the fire at all of your dwelling places, that is a pat, a specific term. Burning was in the klal, and it was taught by itself to teach that just like burning is a lone act, one is liable for it by itself, also every action of malacha we obligate for it by itself. Acha, Vesa Abdem, Klau, Veshtachre Pat, Valahi, Eshtachavaya Bechol, Haya, Lama Yarsus, Mina Klau, the Lamed, Lemalach, Mahishtachavaya, Miyuchedes, Mase, Yechidim, Hayav, Malaya, Bishne Alfma, Ako Mase, Mase, Shishbar, Hayav, Alav, Bishne Alfma. Also here, when it comes to idolatry, it says, Vesa Abdem, which is a general term, a Klau, Vesishtachre, is a prat, a specific case. Bowing was in the klal, so why was it taken out? It's to teach just like bowing is a lone act, and one is liable for itself, for it by itself. Also, every action of service of idolatry, we obligate for it by itself. Amalach b'Shabbos klal b'makom echad upad b'makom acher. Rabbi Dezora klal shehu b'sad haprat. They answered that regarding Shabbos, the klal is in one place and the prat is elsewhere. Regarding idolatry, the klal is next to the prat, so it's not called something that was in the klal and taken out to teach about the klal. Amalei v'aksiv lo sishtach ve le'el acher. Harishich klal hamal klal b'makom echad uprat b'makom acher. When asked, the Rabbi Amar said to Rizeva that it says, you shouldn't bow to another god. The klal of Lois Avdei is in one place, and this part is elsewhere. Amalei mekirin she'in ad lamed mesidoi afilu b'makom acher, he ad lamed. Rizeva answered that since you don't learn from the part next to the klal, even for a part elsewhere, you do not learn. Evaya ami leish shnihi ben sheklal b'makom acher, du fad b'makom acher, Ben to klal upatu makom echad, klal upatu. Tamidim answered that it makes no difference whether the klal is in one place and the pat is elsewhere, or the klal and pat are in one place. If the klal and pat means something that was in the klal and it left to teach. But for Shabbos klal, achakach pat v'edizora, pat v'achakach klal. But regarding Shabbos, it's a klal and an after of the pat. Regarding idolatry, it's a pat and after of the klal. It's not called something that was in a klal and left. Yosi Omer, lo yishniya ben sheklal v'chakach pat, ben shepat v'chakach klal, halal patu. Yosi answers, it makes no difference whether it's a klal and after the pat, or a pat and after the klal, or a klal upatu klal. If a klal upat means something that was in the klal and left. Shabbos, klal v'avidosa, upat v'avidosa, v'avidosa, klal v'avidosa, upat v'melechet ha'gavaya. Rather, regarding Shabbos, the klal refers to its melachos, and the part refers to its melachos, whereas regarding idolatry, klal refers to its avodos, and the part refers to avodos of Hashem. Amar b'imana, avara shle l'seirich yatsas, yitach avaya l'seirich yatsas, elamed al atzma she'ina ma'ase. B'imana gave another answer, which is regarding Shabbos, burning is called something that was in the klal, and left because it was written without need, because we already knew it from l'sasa or melacha. Regarding idolatry, bowing needed to be written to teach about itself because it's not an action and it's therefore a chiddush that one is liable for it. Yehagahada, the Tani Chizkiya, Evech Lelohim Yechoim, Yalzas Vichel Lamed Alakol, Yishtachvaya Lamed Alatzma, Yishayna Ma'asa. The Gemara supports this, it's like Chizkiya taught that the Pasuk says in Shmois Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yotes, one who sacrifices to the gods shall be destroyed. Shita left the klal to teach about the klal, and anyway we serve Hashem in the Mikdash, one is liable for doing so to idolatry, even if the idolatry is not normally served in this way. Bowing left the klal to teach about itself because it's not an action. Or perhaps we should say opposite, that Shita teaches about itself and bowing teaches about the klal. You will answer that something that's an action teaches, something that's not an action does not teach. Rav Yirmiya objected and said that burning was taught separately in Shabbos for a need to teach about Beis Din, that they should not sit and judge capital cases on Shabbos. They should not therefore teach about the klal. And what's the source? The Pasuk in Shmos Lamed Hei Pasuk Gimel says, in all of your dwelling places, and it says in Bamidbar Lamed Hei Chaf Tes, and these will be to you for a law of judgment for your generations in all of your dwelling places. And we learn that just like Moshe Seichem there refers to Beis Din, also Moshe Seichem here refers to Beis Din. In talking about the Malacha of Shabbos. I'm going to be Shmuel Bar of Duma. They came to Tamil of Seirich Yatsa, Kamisha Yatsa, Shalil Seirich, Adosh Yatsa, Shalil Seirich, Melamed. Shmuel Bar of Duma answered that even if you will say that it left for a need, it's like something that left not for a need since it should have been written about Stam melacha, not specifically said about burning, and something written without a need, teaches. Acha chadsanim v'zagim v'chlal hayu v'yadzim in aklal yichalku v'yadzavro. The Gemara asks, and therefore, and here, grape pits and peels were in the klal, because it says, and they left the klal. They should divide in one label for each by itself and not join. Eletamon klal b'mokem echad u'pad b'mokem achir, v'acha klal u'pad b'mokem echad. There, in Shabbos, the klal is in one place and the part is in elsewhere, but here, by Nozir, the klal and part are in one place. And this is like what they answered earlier. V'acha v'aye amri, l'shniya ben klal b'mokem echad u'pad b'mokem achir, ben shuklal u'pad b'mokem echad, klal u'patu. The Gemara asks that the Talmidim said it makes no difference whether the klal is in one place and the part is elsewhere, or the klal and part are in one place. If the klal apart, and therefore something that was in the klal and left, Ela taman klal v'achakach pat v'achak pat v'achak klal. The answer there is the klal and after the pat, and here it's the pat, and where it says mi yain u mi sheicha yazir, and after it's the klal of mi chol asher yaseh. We don't judge this like someone, something that was in a klal and left, even though there are also patim after the klal. B'har of Yosi Omar lo shniya ben klal v'achakach pat, ben pat v'achakach klal, klal upatu. The Gemara asked, well, Rabbi Yosi said it makes no difference whether it's a klal and after the part, or part and after the klal, it's a klal of part. Taman tloy l'soyrech yotzo. The answer is there, in Shabbos the part left the klal without a need, here it left for a need. Lama yotzo, here why did it leave? Lama'id, ha'alim alulovim. The answer is to exclude leaves and vine sprigs. Baha tani mishim v'leza, v'kol ha'she yasim v'gefen ha'yayin v'chalsonim v'adzag v'yichol, the Gemara objects, it was taught in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. The Pasuk says there in Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet, from anything of the grapevine of wine, from seeds to skins, he shall not eat. Even leaves and sprigs are implied. Taman, l'seirich nichlu b'amhocha, l'seirich nichlu b'lama l'tsirushim. And the Gemara answers, well, There was a need for the klal to obligate four malachas. Here there was no need for the klal or the potim were taught. Yayin, sheicha, chometz, chatzonim, zag. Why was the klal given? It's to teach that they join. Azor la yichon nevelas minayin. Oisechluk on nevela. What's the azor the leksase against eating nevelas? If the pasuk in Dvarim Yudalo, pasuk hafalos, you shall not eat any nevela. Akadein nevela, treifa minayin. This is for nevela. What is the source for treifa? And Rabbi Yochanan, nevela, v'chol nevela, v'abaisa treifa. Rabbi Yochanan said it could have just said nevela, and it said v'chol nevela, any nevela, and that includes treifa.